This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The debate over objectionable ad content blocked on the internet may have just gone too far. Twitter blocked U.S. Senate candidate Representative Marsha Blackburn's ad from touting her successful congressional investigation of Planned Parenthood trade in aborted body parts. A campaign is on to simply retweet her ad. Canadian doctors with no right to conscience are being compelled to refer patients to doctors who will kill. Pro-life advocates urge care for vulnerable people, not their arranged early death. San Francisco Catholic Archbishop Salvatore Corleone is not mincing words on abortion. At Mass Saturday, he called abortion a scourge on America and a deadly epidemic tantamount to a genocide on life in the womb. Archbishop Corleone regularly takes opportunity to call politicians and journalists to recognize medical and ethical facts about abortion. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. In other headlines, Monday's report from 40 Days for Life shows well over 100 children saved from abortion this fall. And a quick look at controversial political spending in America offers an interesting comparison. Planned Parenthood spends 10 times as much as the NRA on political spending and lobbying. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.